Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders come off a big win last week against a Woodward Academy, and this week they'll take on Booyer Valley. Is joining us to talk about that matchup is Crusader head football coach Chris Moore. And Chris, congratulations on last week, and thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jeff. The boys played really well last Friday night, and hopefully we can keep it rolling.
Coach, a good matchup for you guys this week. You guys want to run the football. Booyer Valley maybe struggled a little bit last week against the run. My guess is they'll focus on that this week. But what did you see in watching film? Where do you feel like you can attack these guys?
Hopefully we can get on the edge on them. They're really big up front, and I feel they don't move laterally very good. So hopefully we can get the edge set, and then we can get out in space on them.
And that seems to have been the strength of this running attack you've had this year, is getting the ball to the edge.
Yeah. Last week, Omari and Floyd played really well. He only ran the ball twice, but he went for 50 yards and 25 yards on runs for touchdowns. So hopefully we can get him going. Great athlete, really fast. So, yeah, hopefully we can take advantage of that this week again.
Are you game planning to get him more touches then, the way it sounds?
Yeah, we've just been rotating personnel all around up front. We got some guys nicked up a little bit, dinged up, and, we got him at our dispense, so we need to use him.
Coach, is that the hardest thing when you have as many athletes as you guys do this year to kind of get and find touches for everybody, especially when you can score as quickly as you guys have?
Yeah, definitely. It makes it a little challenge on the coaching staff. But, once we get the game going and get a flow for it, we got to be able to read the kids and, who's got it this night and who doesn't. And, we got to stick with what works.
What do you expect them to do defensively to try and take the edges away?
I definitely think they're going to, in the years past, they've really loaded the box. So they'll bring all eight guys up. So we got to be able to hit some misdirection stuff, get our trap game going. If they want to really key on where our wing back's lining up, maybe look at putting our wing back in motion. And also, too, kind of spread out a little bit, not stay in the double tight, maybe go to a flex look with twins on the side, and just get them out of the box, and then hopefully that can open up our running game.
Coach, your defense has been pretty good this year. What has stood out for you about the way the Crusaders have defended?
It starts with Lance Klaberg, high motor kid, and just plays hard, leaves it all on the field, doesn't say a lot, and just lets his play do the speaking, and just everyone out there just feeds off of that. And so hopefully that's this is going to start up front, because they're like 235, I think, they average across the front. So our D-line is going to have their hands full, and that's Tyler and Jacob and Raiden and Cade. Those guys just need to do their job. They're 1/8 on the field. No more, no less. And, they got to control that line of scrimmage so our linebackers and safeties can make plays.
Coach, they're a little bit different offensively, where sometimes they'll line up and try and run it at you. Other times they spread the football around and spread it out and try and throw it a little bit more. The Volkman kid plays either tight end receiver or, drops in at quarterback, depending on kind of what they want to do. Which are you more concerned about, if either, of their offensive sets?
When they spread you out, they're trying to get you out in space, and, that presents a challenge at times, and puts a lot of guys in one-on-one positions, and, you got to go out and make plays. So I would say more so that, if I want to line up and run at us, I feel like we're a physical enough team. We match up better with that, if they want to go double tight and run it. So I would say, yeah, when they go spread, I'm just going to put us in situations we haven't been in yet. The first two games here, Glenn Ralston, Woodward, they wanted to run the ball. So we haven't seen someone that wants to throw the ball around either yet.
Do you feel you can get pressure on whoever's at quarterback and make them hurry?
Yeah, I feel we had some good quickness up there with, with their size. They're not, I mean, they're decent. They got decent quickness up there, but I feel we have the edge there. We'll have Raiden and Lance and Jacob Strata up there. We just got to get off the ball quick, set that edge, and turn everything back inside. And hopefully we can put some pressure on them.
You guys sitting 1-1 right now on the season. Same with Boyer Valley. They won their opener and fell last week to Audubon. What's this game kind of mean for you, even though it's still early in the season?
Well, it's the district play starts, and the next six games are all district. We got to, get out early, set the tone, in the district, with, we got with a win Friday night, and that'll help us propel us, the rest of the season.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, appreciate you joining us here today. We wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. And I know the guys looking forward to catching up with you afterwards for the scoreboard show.
Yep, Jeff, appreciate the coverage as always, and go CRB.
Head coach Chris Moore again with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. They'll host Boyer Valley to open district play coming up on Friday night.